This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. On the program, we have Dr. T.P. Shoham, a PhD, the CEO and founder at Green Onyx Limited. The company has launched Wanna Green, a natural superfood derived from duckweed plant. It's scheduled to be launched into the space. And Dr. Shoham, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure, certainly all ours. We're looking forward to hearing all about Wanna Green. So tell us about your background for starters and how Green Onyx got started. And can you elaborate on the mission and core values of Green Onyx and how your personal journey has shaped the company's direction and priorities? Let's start there today.
With pleasure. So my background is basically over 20 years in cancer research. I've graduated from the Weizmann Institute in Israel. Then I've been at Stanford University for 5 years, performing my postdoc fellowship and specializing in cancer immunotherapy, which is the link between the immune system and the development of the disease. Came back to Israel, initiated my own lab in one of the biggest hospitals in Israel, and accumulated quite a few years in oncology division trying to help patients improve prognosis and quality of life. Till one day, I ran into breakthrough studies that demonstrated a significant correlation between diet and prevention of cancer and other critical diseases like cardiovascular, stroke, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. It really took me in a storm because it demonstrated if you can really eat the right source and amount of fresh fruits and vegetables on a daily basis, you can reduce the risk of premature death out of cancer or cardiovascular diseases by almost 50%. You know, following many years in oncology divisions, trying to help the patient, seeing the suffering, I couldn't resist. I just started to look into it deeper, learn about nutrition, realizing that it's like any other molecules that I've studied. It's a bunch of great molecules that we need to consume in order to optimize our protection mechanisms. The fact that I understood the relation between the immune system and the development of the disease helped me really to understand further the importance of key phytonutrients, those micro elements that comes from fresh produce. So at that junction, I just found myself, couldn't resist, transforming my personal mission to make this wonderful source of health benefits available to all. It seems simple. You just have to eat a bunch of fruits and vegetables every day. But actually, very few of us succeed to implement it to our daily diets. Less than 10% of the world population consume the minimum recommended dose that was clearly guided by the World Health Organization. So very soon I found myself in a journey we called Green Onyx, which is on a mission to make it possible, and accessible to everybody. And we realized that in order to do that, we need to revolutionize the whole supply chain end to end. So we started to develop a total new agriculture, and we also adapted untapped produce, which taught us that with this specific natural source, we can really revolutionize the way we consume fresh vegetables. So here we are 10 years after, we matured the technology and we are ready with our product. Our tapped produce is, as you said, duckweeds. Duckweeds is known also as water lentil, the smallest vegetable on earth. Looks like green caviar, but we are not intended to develop a premium brand, but just for the audience to understand the appearance. And every tiny grain is actually a whole vegetable, a whole plant. So it's not cut, it's not processed, it's not chopped, not processed in any way. So by its physical characteristics, it enables us to just spoon it and eat it fresh, raw, wholesome at a fast food convenience. So we call it a fast food vegetable. For the first time, you can really enjoy the optimum quality of fresh phytonutrients in the convenience of fast food. In order to secure the availability and the stability of the cultivation and production of these wonderful fresh natural vegetables, we developed what we call the future of agriculture. It is a sterile, autonomous cultivation platform, end-to-end, from production of the seeds through the cultivation of the vegetables down to the packaging to the end consumer. And it can be located everywhere in the world. It's based on a modular architecture, very flexible, just plug and play in every building or every area that you have tap water and electricity. Very efficient. The combination of our technology and the plants enable us to reach a very, very efficient and profitable platform. So we are really presenting a closed, total agnostic to environment condition, 100% control agriculture at a very low cost.
Well, this is certainly fabulous information and news right here. And anything in the works for 10 years before going to market says a lot right there. And I was going to ask you, tell us about your technology and how is it different and how is it addressing global food challenges, first of all, and what have been the most significant obstacles in developing and scaling your technology, and how have you overcome those challenges?
So the key differentiation is in the fact that we run a sterile autonomous process. And, you know, some people use the word sterile for different reasons. When we say sterile, we aim to describe a process in which we prevent 100%, in 100% efficiency, the entry of microorganisms into our process. So the reason we apply the sterile process, it's not because we need to eat sterile food. I'm coming from the immunology field. I know that we definitely not need to eat sterile food. It's just in order to enable us to control and predict the process. When you have cultivation or biological process that is open in any degree to the surrounding, you have random events of microorganism invasions that change significantly your cultivation and your production process. So sterility is all about predictability, which enable us to run a clear, autonomous, highly controlled production. Some people said we just picked a page from Henry Ford's book, which transformed the car industry to a production line, predictable production line, and say that's what you exactly are doing for the agriculture, transforming a process that is totally not predictable from one season to the other to a stable year-round production line that can, that any partner of us that will implement it can rely on the production and the business that it can make out of it. And for us, we can rely on the production of food. So we definitely contribute to food security on a global scale. Running a sterile process is really hard, and this what actually what took us many years to develop, because it's not just about sterility, it's about sterility in low cost. We are not in pharma, although I'm coming from the field, but we are not producing drugs. We are producing vegetables at the end of the day that we aim to be affordable for the mass market. So the challenges were to run a sterile, robust process at low cost.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your thorough response. That is most helpful in those regards. Now, how is Wana Greens different from other vegetables, and what has been the response from businesses, organizations, and the consumers to this point, and how is that impacting what the future holds for Wana Greens?
So Wana Greens is totally a new category in the fresh vegetables field. And the reaction that we get from end consumers, we run a direct-to-consumer sales already, and we collaborate with retailers and food service channels. The reaction that we get that it is really a game changer. Vegetable that is so tiny, you don't need to wash, you don't need to cut, you don't need to take non-edible parts. There is no waste. It has 6 weeks shelf life in the refrigerator. It really transforms any kitchen, from professional kitchen to the home kitchen. You just spoon it. You take the box from the refrigerator and you just add it on whatever you like. It has a very mild, natural taste, but very fun, crunchy texture. So you can combine it with a variety of tastes while it brings on very fun textures that improve the plateability, the overall plateability. It's really a joy to see kids just adding it on their ice cream and asking for more. You don't need to hide the vegetables with Wonnegreens. They just ask for more and they complain when the box is finished. So this is the revolution that we are doing with Wonnegreens. For the first time, you have vegetables that are very healthy for you, nutrition dense, but what is important for us that people really want to eat it on a daily basis. And with few spoons, they can meet their target portion that the World Health Organization recommended for leafy green vegetables.
Certainly appreciate your visit and introducing Green Onyx Limited and Wonnegreens. Certainly do appreciate all the details so far. We're speaking with Dr. T.P. Shoham, a PhD, the CEO and founder at Green Onyx Limited. The company has launched Wonnegreen, a natural superfood derived from the duckweed plant. And she's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Wonnegreens has been approved by some of the top Michelin star chefs, I understand. Where has it been featured and when will it be available for people to see on a menu or in a store?
So indeed, it has been integrated in menus in a variety of 2 to 3 Michelin stars restaurants, including 11 Madison Park here in New York. And we are now initiating a direct-to-consumer campaign in New York. We are aiming to build our first farm in the state, looking for the right partners to do it with. And once we are here with the farm, we will start distributing and selling the fresh Wonnegreens, first via direct-to-consumer and then soon after via retail stores.
Certainly some fantastic news there on that front, no doubt about that. Lastly, I understand there is exciting news released from the company. History will be made on November the 10th. When Wonnegreens is scheduled to be launched into space. Wonnegreens will be aboard SpaceX CRS-29 on the Commercial Resupply Service mission going to the International Space Station. Tell us more about that. That is some incredible news right there.
Yes, we are very excited about this mission, and we are very proud to be the first company that launched duckweed plants to space. Feeding or adding fresh vegetables to the astronauts' diet is a very important target, and based on NASA's research over the last few years, we definitely understand the importance of fresh. Fresh really matters, and although you have a very scientifically controlled and designed diets for the astronauts, most of it or even all of it is processed and the fresh factors is missing. So completing this missing point is factor is really important for us. And also being part of the space market and shipping also our miniature cultivation system and studying how we can grow duckweeds on space missions, colonization and being ready with agriculture for the space market and food for the peoples that will be involved. That's a great an honored for us opportunity.
And I definitely say that's an honor for sure, and an honor for us as well to have you on our program featured, and we really do wish you nothing but continued success in your endeavors. If you would, let our listeners know where they can get more information on Green Ox Limited and your product, One of Greens, online.
So we have website. Please visit it us, greenonyx.ag and oneofgreens.com. You can, via the website, set your contacts, and we will be in touch.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Shoham, all the best, and thank you so much for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. T.P. Shoham, a PhD CEO and founder at Green Onyx Limited. The company has just launched One of Green, a natural superfood derived from the duckweed plant. And for further details, visit oneofgreens.com or greenonyx.ag. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.